蹲下，一停二，一停二咧就系南港岛线东段项目临时交通管理措施。呢、這个议题咧系由港铁公司提出，交通文件属六属2013号。欢迎路政署高级工程师陈景元先生。路政署工程师余思琪先生，运输署工程师余汉忠先生，港铁公司代表高级统筹工程师黄伟伦先生，公共关系经理周嘉敏女士，高级建造工程师潘建发先生，一级建造工程师何以柏女士，出席这个这项议程的讨论。首先亦都请港铁公司黄伟伦先生以投影片简介工程的相关临时交通管理措施。唔该啊，黄生。
多谢主席。咁可能好快咁介绍啦。咁就其实呢张图主要讲喺南区里面，我哋蓝色嘅部分呢就是我哋有机会会摆得到一个所谓嘅临时交通管理措施嘅范围啦。咁其实嚟緊呢个嚟緊呢段时间应该已经出咗信㗎啦。咁我哋就会再去renew 一次啦，我哋嗰个所谓road coaster 嗰部分啦，即係呢啲地方我哋可以摆临时交通管理措施嘅范围，我哋会再出一次信俾所有有关嘅持份者啦，即係嚟緊我哋下一年又会继续攞呢啲地方有机会我哋摆一个临时交通管制措施啦。咁跟住嚟就喺唔同嘅地方啦，即係由香港仔隧道收费广场啦、南风径啦、南朗山道啦、景孝道啦、鸭脷洲径啦、利东村道啦，同埋海怡半岛啦。咁其实所有我哋嘅主要嘅临时交通管制措施其实都已经实施咗㗎啦。咁喺我哋嘅观察里面亦都系基本上运作正常嘅。咁嚟緊呢其实就我哋啲管制措施呢就会调返转啦，就会开始有一啲新嘅路放返出嚟啦，或者啲已经封咗嘅路我哋会放返啦，或者封咗嘅线会慢慢放返出嚟。咁嚟緊嗰个情况呢就会向呢一个方向发展㗎啦。咁或者我都介绍一下而家其实都仲实行緊嘅一啲交通制措施啦，好快啦。咁呢、這个呢度就喺嗰个收费广场嗰度啦。咁其实喺晚间嘅时候呢，我哋都仲有需要係将嗰条行车线呢，即係晚深夜嘅时间呢就会撥埋一边啦，或者封，其实最主要係封咗两条线啦，咁就即係得返向东嘅一条线，向西嘅一条线得返由四线变咗两线啦，咁就我嚟即係俾我哋喺上面呢经过我哋嗰条高架桥度做一啲工作嘅。咁就我所知就已经去到尾声㗎啦，咁就即係其实可能过埋今一次会之后呢，我哋呢啲交通管制措施都冇需要再做㗎啦。咁就呢、這个相同呢就係、是、当我哋嗰条即係上面做喺条高架桥上面要做嘢嘅时候呢，喺呢条呢一部分呢就由香港仔隧道出嚟转返落去寿神山啦，去返浅水湾嗰边个方向，嗰条路呢会有机会封咗啦，咁就需要改道啦，啲人要行经返呢个海洋公园道嗰边先转得返去黄竹坑道，出返去浅水湾啦。相同地呢由浅水湾嗰边上嚟呢就转返入香港仔隧道啦，因为有机会影响到呢一段嘅呢一条嘅 slip road 啦，咁所以亦都有机会需要行呢、這个替代路嘅。咁去到南风道啦，咁喺南风道呢一度呢，咁其实而家就我哋封咗喺黄竹坑医院门口嗰个回旋处嘅。咁啲重型车辆呢就要去到圣坡科埃嗰度，或者旧围村嗰度前面先至可以掉头返出嚟啦。咁呢一个呢我哋会维持到年中啦，即係第一季量，即係而家我仲做緊嘅。咁嚟緊呢度会维持到年中啦。咁跟住去到景孝道啦， 咁景孝道呢度其實就係、上咗山少少之後呢，我哋因為嗰度要做返一啲水管嘅工程啦，咁就會、封咗上山嘅一條線嘅。咁就因應學校會繁忙啦，咁所以我哋實施嘅時間基本上都係啲非，如果唔係假日嘅時候呢，我就會只係非繁忙時間啦先至會實施嘅。咁當然如果學校假期嘅話，咁我哋就會即係實施嘅時間會比較上會長少少啦。咁當然做完左邊就做右邊啦，咁成條路我哋要通做通佢啦。咁去到南朗山道啦，咁呢度其實呢個臨時交通管制措施其實已經實行咗一段時間㗎啦。咁就其實上年十月嘅時間開始啦，咁我哋會去到第三季啦。咁而嗰、那個而家其實個行人路呢，見到黃色呢一部分呢，就呢度呢其實要行經咗個熟食市場先至出得返去嘅。咁呢一部分呢，我哋就會做埋呢一季啦，即係去到年中之後呢，我哋就會喺個工地裏面呢搵返一啲位置呢去做返一條行人通道。咁呢條行人通道其實都係基本上係冇障礙嘅，不過當然佢行要經過熟食市場啦，咁即係當繁忙時間嘅時候會比較上撈教少少啦。咁而去到而家呢部分呢，我哋都喺返同一個位置啦。咁而家我哋喺晚間呢都會封一條落山線嘅，咁就因應唔同嘅情況。咁其實最主要呢就係、是、中間我哋仲有好多因為我哋要拆咗嗰條明渠上面嗰、那個嗰啲拆咗明渠呢條橋啦，即係舊嘅南朗山道嗰條橋啦。咁佢下低其實有好多啲公共設施嘅，即係例如水管啊、電纜啊、通訊嘅呢個電線啊咁樣。咁所以其實我哋就有一大部分嘅工作，其實就係將嗰啲嘢改曬到之後，我先可以拆到條橋。咁所以就變咗我要去封一條線嚟進行呢、這、一個即係管線嘅接駁工程啦。咁其實做完一條線之後呢，其實我哋都會做完開邊條線啦，咁跟住我哋就會再做返去中間嗰條線。咁其實再嚟嚟去去都係，其實係最主要係有啲工地喺呢一個部分啦，又或者喺南朗山道外邊呢個部分有工程嘅關係啦。咁時間上其實都係平時嘅晚上嘅八點至到朝頭早嘅五點啦。咁星期六呢就係、是、夜晚嘅六點至到凌晨十二點啦。咁而星期日呢就係七至七嘅。咁就都係因應有需要我先封嘅啫，咁就唔係每一日都封嘅。咁呢、這個去到黃竹坑道啦，就係、是、將來我哋嗰個行，即係由黃竹坑個車站嗰條行人天橋落返腳去葉勤街嗰個位置。咁呢個位置就啱啱落腳嗰個位啦，咁所以我哋就封咗嗰兩座大廈中間嗰個冷巷位。即係其實我有人同我講就話，以前嗰條行人天橋，即係以前未起嗰條flyover 之前有條行人天橋嘅，咁嗰條行人天橋嗰個落腳位嚟嘅。咁呢度呢，我哋封咗一段時間㗎啦。咁而家呢就做到出去嗰個行人路嗰個位置。咁因為我哋喺行人路度要做嘢啦，咁所以呢啲行人就要行出去條馬路嗰度。咁即係紅色嗰部分呢就行出去馬路嗰度。咁當然我哋會做曬所有的安全設施啦。咁而個時間呢就會係晚間啦，同埋星期日嘅早上九時至下午五時啦。咁或者係晚間嘅晚上九時之後啦，去到凌晨五點三十分嗰啲時間去做嘅。咁呢度就係黃竹坑嘅部分啦。咁去到鴨脷洲啦。咁呢一個改道設施啦，即係喺鴨脷洲橋道啦、鴨脷洲徑同埋呢個利東村道嘅部分呢，咁我哋預計都係去到2014年中先至會可以即係轉返過去行新嗰邊條路啦。咁呢個係會繼續啦。咁其實呢度最主要係解釋，即係最主要係俾大家睇到嘅，就係因為之前呢我哋改咗道之後呢，喺由海怡方向出返去橋嘅方向呢，咁就因為嗰條路嘅 arrangement 嘅問題呢，咁就有啲駕駛者似乎係睇唔到揀紅綠燈，因為可能有巴士停咗喺度遮住咗一盞紅綠燈啊咁樣啦，咁佢就會有機會行得比較上快嘅時候會衝紅燈嘅情況出現。咁其實我哋做咗咩呢，就喺嗰個轉彎位嗰度呢，即係如果你 呢一个位置，死啦嗰边。啊，呢喺呢个位置度啦吓，诶、啊，呢、这个好困难。啊，咁我哋就加咗啲双白线啦，咁同埋加咗啲慢洗嘅row marking 嘅。咁就咁，其實嗰啲紅綠燈啊、慢駛嗰啲牌其實一路都有㗎喇。咁但係就即係我諗有時可能啲駕駛者都係睇得唔夠清楚啦，咁所以我哋就專登做咗一個咁嘅安排，就希望佢哋可以清楚啲，即係睇得清楚啲。咁跟住呢就係、是、去到利東上面啦，嗰、那個巴士總站嗰個位置啦。咁呢度呢就其實我哋呢度都已經擺咗段時間㗎喇，咁就係、是、即係上年嘅9月開始啦，咁我哋會一路做到2014年中㗎，我哋呢度就會做一個樹井嘅爆破工程啦。咁主要嚟講呢，其實就係嚟緊呢嗰、那個即係除咗呢一度之外呢，咁我哋嚟緊你見到黃色嗰條線呢，就係、是、當我哋真係做爆破嘅時候呢，我哋就會喺嗰度做個封路嘅封路嘅安排嘅。咁即係爆嘅時候呢，我哋係要封一封條路嘅。咁嗰、那個安排我預計呢就會係大約係喺4月或者5月嘅時間，我哋就會做第一次嘅爆破啦。咁呢度以後做爆破嘅時間呢都會封一封路，咁就好短時間嘅啫。咁我哋預計都係兩三分鐘時間就可以即係清到牆，做完個爆破放返條路出嚟嘅。好，咁我嘅介紹係咁多。唔係 ,sorry, 海爾半島唔係留咗海爾半島，唔好意思。咁海爾半島其實我啱啱喺2月嘅時候呢，我哋就已經開返里南道出嚟啦。咁即係由里南道呢可以轉入海爾半島啦，即係你見到呢一部分。之前其實呢個路口一路都係封咗嘅，因為我哋工程嘅關係啦。咁其實主要嗰、那個最重要嗰點呢，就係即係可以而家其實就由一個入口變返做兩個入口啦。咁即係如果有啲咩緊急事件嘅時候呢，即係始終係兩個入口比一個入口安全啦。當然我哋封到去得返一個入口嘅時候，我哋都同各個有關部門都做咗好多工作，即係令到雖然只係得一個入口，我哋都有一定嘅措施喺度，喺即係需有emergency 嘅時候，依然係可以即係俾到一個有效嘅出入俾海爾嘅。咁當然而家有埋呢個入口就更加好啦。咁呢、這個而呢個安排呢，我哋會一路繼續落去啦。咁其實應該係上個禮拜尾呢，其實我哋將呢一個陣呢就都改變咗㗎啦。咁就變咗而家呢一個。咁就其實最主要係喺返宜南路同埋海宜路交界嗰個 Y 字位嗰度呢，咁就褪咗少少嘅啫。咁就基本上係即係我哋做完咗一段嘅位置，又可以再做另一個位置。咁就即係其實呢度成段路嘅時候，我哋都係做喺馬路鋼板啦，即係首先喺兩邊打桩之後，跟住再搭建返一個馬路鋼板啦。咁將來呢就會好似而家最前邊，即係而家我哋啱啱開返出嚟嗰一段啦，即係利南道同埋宜南路交界嘅位置咁樣呢，就所以車就行返上去一個馬路鋼板上面。咁就即係我哋就會喺個鋼板下低繼續做我哋個車站嘅挖掘工程。好，咁今次就真係講完啦，唔該，多謝大家。
好，唔該曬華生。咁喺度請各位委員呢就住有關嘅工程發展發表意見。
Chairman, I have two general issues. One is the height of the plastic water-filled dividers being used. Especially my car, which is a small car, a Mini Cooper, the barriers block my view. So the height of these barriers where I need the sight line, the height of the barriers says that they can block my sight line. So where they protect pedestrians or they're on the side of the road and I don't need sight line, that's okay. But there are many occasions where they're being used where I need a sight line so I can see the traffic on the other side of the road. So I think that the use of those water-filled barriers should be reviewed. Either you find an alternative design, transport department, either there's an alternative design so that there is roads are these barriers, there's going to be a half-height one, or using traffic cones. But traffic cones are not as safe. So I think that something needs to be done because sight lines are impeded by these structures. The second thing is, and I've noticed that I just came from Pacific Place, where some of the roadside barriers used were of one color. And in generally, I must say that the red-white use of the roadside barriers is unnecessarily slowing down the traffic. It's confusing, especially like at the Ocean Park roundabout. So again, roads red and white is good if you want to slow down traffic. Somebody approaches at high speed and needs to slow down. But in situations where people are in slow speed, actually the red-white slows down the traffic even more unnecessarily because it's confusing. It is already confusing when you have temporary traffic, so I think you should use single color. I've just at Pacific Place, they used only white water-filled barriers, and you can see that the traffic flows better because it doesn't impede with and doesn't give you the wrong signal. So you have a better sight on the flow of the road if it's one color. Instead of you have white, red, 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 white, you don't see the flow of the road. You cannot see the turn and the gradient of the roads as easily. So I think that those two issues should be taken into account by transport department when they give instructions for TTMS. We have a lot of TTMS around the Southern District, and I think those two requirements, which are set by highways and transport, have to be reviewed urgently. It's something that I've mentioned before, and it should be reviewed. Thank you.
好，林啟輝議員。
多謝主席，去翻可疑嗰度啊嘛，或者我講講，即係話由巴士總站嘅車嗰個方向行入去可疑路，以至宜南路轉入去可疑路，即係嗰個 Y 嗰個增順嗰個位置。要留意啦，喺嗰个地方咧，两道嘅车辆都系同样系进入到海怡路嘅时候，嗰个地方咧，你最好喺个地下嗰度睇下，可唔可以有啲标志，即系特别系巴士总站出嚟嘅，因为咧由宜南路弯入去海怡路嗰度咧，嗰啲车速相对系会比较快一啲嘅。是啦是啦，嗱呢度兜落嚟咧会比较快一啲啊，佢一兜落嚟咧好惯性，啜咁就去噶啦。咁如果系巴士总站开出嚟嘅呢啲巴士又好，或者嗰啲车辆又好，当佢弯入嚟海怡路嘅时候，喺呢一度咧，如果你冇某一个标志叫佢要停一停，分分钟呢度咧就会造成交通意外。我已经见过两次㗎喇，所以呢度呢就特别要留意，因为呢由于呢个弯位过咗冇几耐呢，呢度就係海怡嘅社区会堂，大量嘅学生小童群益会呀，嗰啲人去东街市嗰度买菜呀，大量来来往往两边嚟穿插，呢度係一个好危险嘅地方，所以当你移咗个水马之后，唔好諗住移咗之后就係咁样。咁呢度咧一定要有配套，系嘛？即系要加紧做呢一样嘢。唔该，主席。
邝子宪委员，
我想提一提咧，就系由香港仔隧道出口咧转入去香岛道，即系向浅水湾方向咧。而家咧就系、是、地铁嗰个临时措施咧，就将原本两条行车线变咗做一条嘅。咁系啦，冇错。呢个弯咧，原本嘅设计咧有两条线入弯嘅。咁喺个弯中间咧，两条线收做一条线嘅。咁呢个唔系一个理想嘅设计。咁而家地铁嗰个措施咧，我睇到嚟讲比较理想嘅，即系一条线入嗰个急弯。咁同埋因为嗰个位咧，就大家都见到红色嗰度咧就是、行人过路处啦。原本两条线咧，因为啲车嚟得好快嘅，喺收费广场出嚟，咁咧对行人嚟讲有一定嘅危险嘅。咁而家个措施咧系一条线系相对嚟讲比较安全嘅。咁我就希望咧就系、是、运输署可以考虑喺地铁完成咗工程之后咧，就将一条线呢个设计变做一个永久嘅措施。咁、啊、到而家为止我睇唔到系对嗰个交通流量有一个 有一個負面的影響啦，即係除非你哋睇到話因為變咗咗一條線咧，曾經有擠塞嘅問題，但我暫時睇唔到嚇，咁希望運輸署咧考慮呢個作為長遠嘅一個措施。
張石榕副主席，
唔該主席，我係想講翻係鴨脷洲嗰度，或者去一去翻鴨脷洲啦。其實正話黃生都講到咧，嗰、那個紅綠燈嗰個位置又可以出嚟。即是往即是利东那里咪呢那个红绿灯那里。咁其实呢运输署都知道嘅。那个地底嘅问题呢那个红绿灯呢如果稍微有个增程巴士就会睇唔到其他车。咁其实我都多方建议我睇下港铁同埋运输署嗰度啦而家个工程呢仲有成两年啦、啊。我建議有先例的大家可以效法一下將那個紅綠燈安置在鴨脷洲 那條橋的上面其實九龍呢某個地區呢都是這樣我希望呢、港鐵公司和運輸署積極考慮不要等了快快去做其實我眼見呢見到很多、交通意外發生呢就是啱啱就看不到了駕車就快得滯那呢就即係變咗發生啲小嘅交通意外，我唔想見到有啲大件事嘅交通意外發生。咁希望咧，即係署方同埋港鐵嗰度咧，盡快咧去改善嗰個情況。唔該。
好，請問仲有冇委員發表意見？何建熙議員。
都系主席，啱啊！阿张志荣议员提嗰、那个问题咧，咁我谂都系即系，即使你交咗啲慢驶牌又好，啊或者 road mark 又好，或者你用咩其他简单方法都其实都唔系好理想，因为都系嗰句啦，大家揸车喺架车度行过嘅话咧，你就会发现有车停咗喺前面，有架大啲嘅车，未必一定系巴士，可能系旅游巴，你停咗个转上利东个灯口位嘅时候咧，你嗰边个灯咧就遮咗，左手边嗰盏灯就因为你一路转弯嘅时候咧。被个桥墩阻住咗咧，咁所以你系睇唔到嘅。咁所以咧，即系道路安全呢个问题，我觉得真系一个 main issue 嚟嘅。所以即系当然啊，容姐提嗰个其中一个方法啦，第二个方法其实都可以考虑。我觉得大家系香港其实都有嘅，就系咧有啲挂喺路中间嗰啲红绿灯咧，咁其实都我觉得都可以考虑嘅。咁啊，系咯，两个方向俾大家谂谂。多谢主席。
陈利佩英议员。
是主席我想问一问呢就可以半岛嗰树嗰个25啊我想问玉桂山嗰个爆破嗰个工程呢你喺呢个12年就至到13年下半年啦咁而家就係13年嘅将近已经系我想问一问你嗰个爆破呢如果完成咗之后系咪嗰啲运输嘅爆破个物品呢系咪已经系停咗呢已經是少了呢因為我們都是關懷這個是榮貴來的麻煩
好如果沒有委員再發問呢我首先請港鐵公司黃偉倫先生回應委員的提問
好多謝主席首先有關司馬文議員的提問啦咁其實我哋可以返去 review 下嘅咁即係嗰個水馬第一水馬嘅高度啦咁其實喺好多地方其實我哋都有睇過啲唔同有可能用到啲唔同嘅水馬嘅咁我哋返去再睇睇睇嗰度係咪有空間我哋可以去做多啲嘢咁至於嗰個紅白嗰個呢以我所知就應該係個即係一個曲嚟嘅即係我哋需要跟嘅曲嚟嘅，咁我哋都會翻去研究一下嘅，即係我諗都可以同 Swire 嗰邊夾一夾啦，即係佢哋既然佢哋都可以用單式嘅，咁我哋係咪可以有啲方法可以用到單式，而令到海洋公園個迴旋處嗰度啲顏色整齊啲，啲人可以揸快少少都冇危險咧？咁呢個我翻去我哋會研究嘅，咁至於嗰、那個海怡嗰方面咧，咁其實喺海怡。嗰張圖啦，咁呢度其實我哋而家轉咗呢個最新嗰、那個最新呢、這、一個呢、這個陣咧，其實就比之前個好少少嘅，因為呢度其實縮細咗嗰、那個，你見到張釘釘嗰個位啦。咁之前其實我哋嗰啲水馬上面咧，仲有啲透明嘅膠片喺度，即係做一啲做一啲保護嘅工作啦。咁其實而家呢個新陣咧，我哋其實前面呢個釘釘位咧就已經係冇曬膠片噶啦，即係淨係得水馬。咁所以呢就即係兩邊見到大家嘅就會清楚好多嘅即係上次即係輝哥提嗰個危險個情況呢就應該有所改善㗎啦。咁當然我哋都會繼續 會去加多啲路牌，同埋即係盡量去提醒駕駛者。咁呢度會係有機會係即係需要慢駛啊咁樣。不過即係通常好多時，其實我哋見到其實係好多時係啲巴士都行得好快嘅，即係可能佢好熟路嘅緣故啦。咁當然alternative 嚟講，我哋可以考慮嘅。咁即係如果即係做咗而家呢一個改善之後，都仲係有啲危險情況發生，咁可能下一個階段可能我哋就要諗係咪要一個give way 啊，或者係即係讓線啊，或者一個停線喺呢個位置啦。咁即係等大家即係等啲車一定要停一停先至行出去，咁就可能係一個即係更加安全嘅安排。咁香港仔隧道口嗰度就咁留翻俾運輸署同事答啦。咁就有關亞美洲橋道嗰度啦。咁其實我哋其實研究過啲可行嘅方案嘅。咁其實議員即係阿容姐同埋阿羅建熙議員嘅提議，其實我哋之前都睇過。咁即係喺當然喺工程上面要喺上即係喺個路中間去吊一揀。紅綠燈是一個比較上大的工程，所以即要做，即其實 做是不是不可能的，但是那個時間會比較上長的，所以即做得來可能都講緊要即半年以上的時間，所以我們就希望用了這個新的安排，即看看交通情況有沒有改善先，我們才再去想下一步那個即改善的措施。即我們其實做了很多 study 啦，其實如果即駕駛者是沒有超速行駛在這段道路的話，其實他是應該看到眼燈和停得切的。還有現在路面加了這麼多即這個行這線的安排，其實應該是即除非真的好，即他 一心想著衝紅燈，其實應該是可以看到眼燈去停的。至於陳太的問題，即有關這個爆炸品嗰度啦，咁其實我哋個爆炸品嘅安排咧，咁就主要其實就送由我哋中磡山嗰個炮倉送去嘅炮咧，主要就係愛嚟俾我哋隧道嘅爆破嘅。咁其實隧道爆破咧，就而家啱啱去到高峰期，咁就應該嚟緊呢一季就即係爆得最頻密啦。咁跟住去到我哋預計就去到14年嘅年，我諗估第一、第二季之間啦，咁我哋就差唔多應該可以完成曬啲隧道爆破。咁即係我諗隧道爆破完成咗之後咧，咁我哋就呢個講緊喺鴨脷洲嘅隧道爆破啊。咁當然我哋仲有南豐隧道嘅爆破啊。咁南豐隧道嘅爆破嘅炸藥咧，都會由中磡山嗰邊去送過去嘅。咁所以即係啱嘅阿陳太嗰個講法係，即係我哋會去到下年年頭到第一、第二季之間啦，咁我哋就會開始減少嗰個炸藥嘅運送噶啦。咁就淨係會運去南豐隧道。咁南豐隧道就可能要去到2014年嘅年中。左右先至可以全部完成，咁完成咗之後咧，咁就到時就應該可以即係所有運送炸藥嘅工作都完成噶啦嚇。咁我答嘅都咁係咁多，唔該主席。
好，或者有關交通燈嗰度，或者啲運輸處余漢忠先生有冇咩補充啊？唔該。
交通燈，我諗係講緊兩件事，一件事就係喺 Footbridge 嗰度加個交通燈啦。咁但係有一樣我諗請大家委員留意一下嘅話咧，個 Footbridge 同我哋嗰個而家擺交通燈嘅位置咧，相差咗有大約係幾十米嘅距離嘅。咁因為我哋嗰個交通燈咧係要喺一個白線嘅範圍附近嘅，咁所以喺個橋上面做交通燈咧係唔係咁適當？因為變咗咧啲人見到盞燈之後咧。跟住先至到嗰個 stop line 嗰個白線，咁所以咧呢個安排係唔咁適合嘅。咁但係正如頭先都似黃生所講啦，我既然已經做咗一啲改善措施，或者睇睇而家嗰個措施嘅成效，先一再決定會係點做啦。咁當然時間唔係一個我哋主要嘅考慮，而係嗰個實際上嗰個交通燈如果俾佢 stop line 之前有一個距離嘅話咧，係唔恰當嘅。咁跟住頭先另外就鄺子憲議員提過嗰、那個鴨脷洲。呢個香港的隧道轉去黃山道嗰個改善的建議啦，咁我哋區都有同死道嘅，或者翻去同區同事睇下可唔可以喺當港鐵公司完成咗之後，將嗰個建議落實啦。因為根據港鐵公司喺呢個南港線工程嚟講咧， 佢做完之後咧，佢只係將需要將原本嗰個道路咧還原翻原本嘅情形嘅，佢係唔會將個馬路收翻窄嘅。咁所以咧，或者會同區同時夾一夾，睇下可唔可以區覺得係呢個方案可以接受，然之後由翻區嗰邊同時落得啦。多謝咁多位。
好啦，有冇第一輪咧？咁我進入第二輪。啊，司馬文議員。
Chairman, there have been comments made about accidents at the TTMS. I don't see any report, so I think it is somewhat difficult to judge the success of the TTMS without any evidence here at this meeting of accidents reported at the areas of the TTMS. So I'm sure that if we ask for it today, that the answer from Transport Department is that they cannot give an answer. So therefore I will ask it for the next meeting when we discuss TTMS, that there is always the record of accidents and incidents, so both damage only and accidents with fatalities are all reported here for the areas where there is TTMS, so we can monitor the success and the possible problems that there are with the TTMS, because I hear some councillors make comments about accidents, but we don't see evidence, so it only is hearsay at this moment. So can we have for the next meeting, Chairman, to have always the record of accidents in the preceding period at all the junctions where there is TTMS? Transport Department?
好，咁又或者或者警方嗰方面咧，交通部咧有冇呢一方面嗰个资料可以提供下？
我諗我哋會同運輸署嘅同事嗰度研究一下，睇下個佢哋個 standard 同我哋嘅 standard 有啲乜嘢嘅不同之處，同埋我哋睇下可唔可以配合到提交呢一樣嘅資料。
或者請港鐵公司黃偉倫先生有冇回應啊？
我冇特別嘢噶，係。
哦，咁啊，阿余先生有冇啊？
多謝主席，我諗都係冇乜補充啦，或者我哋 SLG 會係喺會嘅時候再同翻港鐵公司或者警方大家商討下，有乜嘢資料可以俾到大家嘅。多謝。
好。喺度咧都請港鐵公司同埋運輸署咧都備悉意見嘅意見同埋憂慮啦。咁就下一次喺下一次嘅會咧，希望都有一啲嘅交通意外嘅數字啦。咁我哋希望係冇啦，咁證明我哋呢個布陣係一個成功嘅。好，我哋結束呢個議程。多謝曬咁多位，跟住。